Warning, this show may be highly arousing and distracting. Listener discretion advised.
Embrace your hidden desires as I plunge you into a world of darkness and delicious surrender. My stories will twist and turn, blurring the lines between fantasy and your deepest cravings. I'm Mistress Wicked Ashlyn, and I'll be your Dom. Submit to my voice and your wickedest fantasies. Be sure to stay after the stories to find out how you can find me, talk to me, and see what all I can get you to do. First story is Cuckold's Delight, Cookie to Her. There are times in our lives when everything we've ever fantasized about comes true for us. My time was our last visit to our bull's house. My cuckoldess and I normally visit our bull and his wife, and they play and I serve. This time was a bit different. His wife decided to sit the afternoon out. I was given instructions that upon arrival, my cuckoldess, whom I was to have dressed in heels, a black thong, and a black push-up bra, was to go directly to his bedroom, while I was to wait downstairs until summoned. As she ascended the stairs in all her beauty and glory, a pang of erotic jealousy hit me and my cock twitch inside my tiny chassis device, which I had been ordered to wear along with a pair of black crotchless panties. His wife greeted me and was making drinks for the three of us. Cookie, there's a note on the table from Master, she said. I walked to the table to read the note. Rules for today. 1. Knock before entering. 2. Keep your eyes down until told otherwise. 3. Address me as sir and her as ma'am. And 4. Do as you're told. His wife presented me with a tray with 2 drinks, which I was to deliver upstairs as she went and lounged on the couch, looking at lingerie catalogs. She was dressed in thigh highs, red heels, and a cute thong, which had the words BBC only on it, and a pretty black bra. I climbed the stairs, being ever so careful not to spill a drop of their drinks. Approaching the bedroom door, I could hear my cuckoldess moaning, and what I knew were deep kisses being exchanged on the other side of the door. I knocked and waited. There was a crack open in the door, and I could see they weren't on the bed, but could hear the moaning continue. Nervous to know if they had heard my knock, and wondering if I should knock again, I stood there, waiting, as all cuckolds do, wanting to do the right thing. Finally, I knocked. You can come in, Cookie, my cuckoldess said. Opening the door, I was greeted to the sight every cuckold wants to see. There, on the couch, was my cuckoldess, sitting with her long, flowing red hair, cascading down her shoulders and around her neck. She wore a collar with the word slut across it. Her bull sat next to her, her hand gently stroking his massive cock as they embraced in a sensual tongue-twisting kiss. Placing the tray on the table, I picked up their 2 cosmopolitans and knelt before them, offering their drinks to them like an altar boy offers a chalice to a priest. They didn't take the drinks right away, but rather continue in their lip-locked kiss, her stroking his massive shaft up and down. Finally, they broke their kiss and took the glasses from me. I saw his hard, throbbing cock with a tiny bead of pre-cum on it and instantly wanted to assist, and so I bowed my head and took his cock in my mouth. He pushed me away. Not so fast, Cookie. Go sit on the bed and take pictures, he commanded. Yes, sir, I responded. Retreating to the bed, I began to snap pictures with his iPad while also taking videos with mine. They continued kissing and drinking, him filling up her massive 44 double D breasts and her stroking his massive cock. My tiny cock twitched and rose to its full erect size of a little over 3 inches with pre-cum oozing out at each new snap of the shutter. Soon, they moved to the bed. He placed her on her back, exposing her shaved pussy, and spread her legs and lips and began licking her. I cannot begin to express how hot it is to watch a bull have his way with your cuckoldess. Real alpha males know what to do, how to fuck, and what makes a woman happy. I can always tell by 2 things when he's pleasing her. One is her breathing and moaning, and the other, which is totally involuntary, is her toes. Yes, her toes. They curl when he touches her in those places I never can or will. Incredibly hot. Soon he is between her legs, mounting her like a stallion, mounting his mare. It is so amazing to watch that big cock thrust in and out of her. The rhythmic motions like a flash dance that is so naturally choreographic and erotic. As a cuckold, I can only watch with envy. You see, I am afflicted with the cuckold syndrome. My cock is very tiny and I come very quickly. Therefore, it is falls on the shoulders of real men to please my cuckoldness. I not only realize my shortcomings, but embrace them, ever thankful to the alpha males who are willing to step up to the plate to please her. And in embracing those facts, I will do whatever I am told to please her and her bull. as he rode her and I took pictures, I wanted to help. So I'm kneeling, I gently reach out and begin massaging his ball sack as he plumbered her soaking wet pussy. I tried to make sure I didn't do it too hard or too soft, but just right so as to comfort him and make him feel good. I kept sliding my finger up to feel a soaking wet shaft each time it exited her pussy, hoping to add another degree of arousal for him and her. Next, he flipped her on her side, lifted her leg, and slid his cock into her in a spooning position. She moaned like I've never heard her moan before as he gradually increases his thrust. "Cookie, get down here and lick us," he ordered, as a king orders his serf. "Yes, sir," I replied, setting down the iPads and taking my place between their legs. I began to lick both him and her. They rested their legs on my back. A smile crossed my face, unseen to either of them, as I thought how appropriate it was that I was able to be of such service to lick them and make sure their legs wouldn't get tired. As a cuckold, you always need to anticipate their needs and make sure they're comfortable. Make sure their lovemaking is the best it can be. I licked with the wild abandon of his cock, her pussy, and his balls all over. Soon I could hear her breathing quick and coming in gas as he jackhammered her pussy with his cock. Their bodies bounced in concert above me as I knew what was coming. "Oh God, oh God, I'm gonna come," she screamed. He pounded her hard and soon he screamed also, "I'm going to come too." I licked, trying to do my best to make sure their orgasm were the best they could be. He pumped into her like a derrick thrusting into the earth to bring about precious oil, but I knew his thrust would bring about his precious cum. Soon, they were both shaking and shivering as they came in a shuddering dual orgasm. After they had both come, they laid coupled together, his cock inside her, her hands pulling him towards her gently, their quickening breaths abrupt after a time, and he rolled away from her. She rolled onto her back, his massive load oozing from her red, swollen pussy. I stared at it. "Hello," she barked, bringing me back to reality. I dove between her legs and licked and sucked his hot, salty cum from her pussy, being ever so careful to be gentle, as I knew she was sore from being with a real man. Soon, I had cleaned his entire load from her, swallowing every last drop. As he stood by the bed filming me, my tiny cock was oozing so much pre-cum that he thought I was coming just by licking her clean. Once my task was complete, I scampered from the bed to my knees, where I began the process of cleaning the love juices from his cock, with my mouth ever so gently knowing how sensitive his cock must have felt. He continued to film me, cleaning his cock, and then pushed me away. We retiled downstairs to join his wife. I regaled her with their afternoon romp, leaving out no detail and serving them another round of drinks. My tiny cock twitched in its cage as they talked, and I dangled the key to my device in my hand. Finally, my cuckolds addressed my state. "It looks like Cookie wants to come. So I think after we go back upstairs for our second round, we'll have to find a special way to let him come today." Second round? I haven't heard anyone speak of a second round, but I was game. Her bull rose to his feet, taking both ladies by the hand and said over his shoulder as they headed upstairs, "Cookie, bring the drinks." I followed, drinks in hand, trying not to spill a drop as they walked up the stairs laughing and playing with each other. Soon, both women were on the bed between his thighs, sucking and stroking him. His massive cock, which has a huge mushroom head, which my cuckoldness adores, was coming back to full mass as the results of their attention. He lay back on the bed, legs splayed out as if a king on his throne, while they worked his shaft like two servant girls. In no time, he was full erect again and ordered my cuckoldness onto all fours. This, I was informed, was now her second favorite position for him to fuck her in, as the spoon positions was now number one. Grabbing her big hips, he pushed himself into as I watched her fingers squeeze the mattress, her gigantic tits swaying to and fro as he fucked her, guiding her back and forth onto his cock. It always excites me to see him take her on all fours, as I'm unable to ever achieve this corner position, which she loves. To see a real man satiate her in a way that drives me wild with angst, especially as she stares up at me knowing I can't do it. He fucked her hard to yet another orgasm, but he didn't come. He then had both ladies lie on their backs and he came all over their tits as I watched in amazement. Needless to say, I bowed down and licked his cum clean from their beautiful breasts. Next, it was my turn to come. I was so excited and my cuckoldness suggested I too should come on their tits, but I had a different idea in mind. As a cuckold, it is always imperative that you find the most humiliating way in which to come, which signifies your submissive, subservience, and status among your superiors. I knew that my co-colonist finds it incredibly enjoyable when I hump her leg and come like a little puppy. So I bent over and whispered in her ear, "Can I please hump your leg and come?" She laughed and said to them, "Cokie likes it when he gets to hump my leg and come, and that's what he wants to do to show us how much he appreciates us letting him come." With that, she motioned to me to get on the bed and hump her leg. I immediately complied while her bull and his wife stood watching me and laughing while my co-colonist patted the top of my head and said, "What a good puppy." I honestly say I think I only lasted about 10 strokes before I came all over her leg and cleaned it with my tongue. Panties Galore in Scotland by RBE 1988. For 7 weeks now, I have been sending my worn panties to a guy, one pair a week, sending them out every Thursday. And in return, he was paying me 15 euros per panties. It was a good deal considering they only cost me 4 euros a pair. But there's more. I'm a whore. I'm not your average streetwalker. I'm high class. And this worn panties thing is not my usual. So 8 weeks ago, I logged into my work email and found one from a guy in Scotland. He wanted me to send him my worn panties once a week. And then finally, on a day of my choosing, whether it be 2 weeks or 2 months from now, to turn up at his home. He had included a list of things he liked and asked me to make the scenario up myself. But my trip to him was being completely at my choosing. He had paid my fare there and back in advance, so he wouldn't know I was coming, and I had to arrive on a Thursday or Friday. He wasn't free any other days. So for the past 7 weeks, I had been sending him my worn panties, and he had sent me positive feedback via email, and I decided that next week I would send him my panties as usual, but I would be the courier. Traveling up on the train, I had the envelope with yesterday's panties in them, 2 more pairs of clean panties in my handbag, and the pair I was wearing, obviously. I had worn the kind of clothing he had requested, a generic spaghetti strap top in white, and a black mini tutu-like skirt with heels, no tights. After arriving, I jumped in a taxi and started the 5-minute journey to his apartment. I also started taking off my knickers and putting a fresh pair of pink lace ones on, much to the driver's amusement and arousal. I'm sure I saw him wiggling. I stuffed my first pair of panties into my handbag and paid the driver and got out. In the lift to the 6th floor, I started to have second thoughts. I'd done this many times before, going to a stranger's place, but this time felt different, maybe because I was actually excited about it. I pressed the doorbell and waited, and a brown-haired man in his 30s answered, half asleep in his PJ bottoms. "Yes," he asked, looking at me while wiping his eyes. "Carl, I have a special delivery from London," I smiled, and held up the envelope. "Oh," he grinned and stepped aside, let me through. "Come in. I didn't realize you'd be here today. I had a late night party and I was just so tired today, and it's okay. You don't need to explain. That's not why I'm here," I flirted with him. I threw the envelope on his coffee table and sat down on the couch next to it, putting my handbag on the cushion next to me. He closed the door and rushed to the envelope like a child at Christmas. "Stop," I barked at him. He stopped mid-stride in the middle of the small room, dropped his arms, and stood still looking sheepish. "Sorry," he apologized, rather pathetically. "Come here and kneel down." I pointed to a spot on the floor next to my legs. He walked over slowly and knelt down facing me. I could see he was turned on, not only by the bulge that had grown in his pajamas, but by the way he trembled and swallowed his saliva. I opened my legs to give him a glimpse at my skirt, at the panties I was wearing, and when he saw what I was doing, he groaned. "You are not to touch. Not until I say so. Do you understand me?" I order. "Yes, no touching. Not allowed," he repeated, still staring up at my skirt. I kept my eyes on him, and I scooted myself further down the couch and opened my legs a little more, and then I reached my hand down and started rubbing myself through my panties until I was considerably wet. I noticed he had put his hand into his bottoms and pulled his cock out and had started playing with himself. I said, "No touching," which meant yourself too, I scolded him, and he let go, leaving it standing straight, waiting to be touched again. When I was sure I had his attention fully again, I pulled my panties to the side and started to finger fuck myself, occasionally rubbing my thumb against my clit and moaning rather loudly now. After a few minutes of this and watching him squirm, I decided to let him join in. "Tell me, if I let you join in, but only on me and not yourself, what will you do?" I asked him. "I want to lick you and eat you and taste you, and I want you to come in my mouth," he told me, without breaking eye contact. I nodded to him, and he moved into my wet pussy, licking my lips and my clit, making me shiver. I had done this many times, but this time was actually different. I was enjoying it. He continued to eat me out, making me moan loudly. I ran my hands through his hair and pushed his face further into me. He moved his tongue to my clit and inserted 2 fingers inside of me and rubbed my G-spot until I felt I was about to come. "Stop," I practically shouted. He stopped straight away. I covered my pussy with the panties again and began rubbing myself until I brought myself to orgasm. I shivered and moaned and came for at least a minute before looking back at him. His face wet with my juices. His cock was harder than ever, waiting for release. I stood up and pulled my cum-soaked panties to my knees, then shimmied out of them. I lifted them up with the end of my boot and dropped them over his cock, which twitched at the feeling. With him still staring at me, I picked up my handbag and walked to the hallway and found the first door was the bathroom. Just before entering, I turned to him. "You may begin," I smiled, and watched as faster than lightning he picked up my soaking panties, put them to his face, and began pulling and tugging himself while breathing in my scent. Less than 30 seconds later, I saw his load shoot across the floor as he moaned with it. When he was done, his arms dropped to his side and he went limp against the couch, totally spent, with my panties still on his face. Just as I entered the bathroom, I heard him thank me. Job done, and I enjoyed it. I'll definitely be coming back. And if you would like to learn more about me as a mistress, visit wickedashlyn.com. There you can find the kinks and fetishes I support, how to call me, the games we can play together, and my favorite part, the ways you can spoil me, and of course, the ways you can become mine, my pet. Whatever I want to do with you, I will. If you like what you hear, be sure to subscribe to this podcast, and as always, keep very wicked for me.